This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 16th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Booyah. How you doing, Booyah?
I'm doing good, Taryn. I've been on vacation. It's been great. That doesn't mean I didn't find a way to watch the HOH go down last night. I had a good time. Watched the feeds. It's been great. It's been fun. I'm excited to be back here for most likely one last Booyah Friday before the season's over. So happy to be here.
Yeah. There's one more Friday. Not going to be much to talk about there. It's probably going to be a player profile. So, all right. Well, we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 72 in the house, and we had an eviction. We had an HOH competition. We even had new nominations. So we're going to get to it all here as we run through day 72. As we know, Taylor and Alyssa were on the block prior to the eviction. Brittany had been trying to convince Turner to vote Taylor out, but he wasn't budging. Brittany is going to talk to Alyssa early in the morning and say, hey, let me tell you more about this conversation I had with Turner. I was really trying to get him to vote for you, but he really seems adamant about not voting for you. She lets Alyssa know that she will be voting to keep her no matter what, tonight on the eviction. And hey, maybe Turner is lying to me. Maybe he's lying to Monty. Who knows? It would be absurd for him to actually vote you out. So I'm just going to vote for you to stay. And maybe there's a chance he just does it.
It's wishful thinking on Brittany's part. I mean, ultimately, the love for the pound runs deep with these two, Taryn. So it's, again, very wishful. But also, I've not been around to say anything for the whole week. Kind of the worst way they went about it. I mean, you talked about this at length on the pods where you're like, he should, no matter what the approach is with the pitch is, he's dumb not to do this. He's dumb to not evict Taylor. But I think the pitch that they tried to do, the way they tried to hoodwink him, was also the worst way to go about it. So here we are. Mm.
Yeah. Booyah, Turner did make the final five, but his decision-making at the final five, I think, gives you a little bit of redemption, right?
Definitely. It feels good. You know, it's like, it's one of those things where, yes, he makes the final five. Is he going to win? Probably not. So if the caveat was that he made it to the final five by eliminating Amon's best chance of winning the draft, and I'm still in a pretty good spot to maybe win the draft, who's really winning, Amon? Maybe it's me.
Oh, boy. We'll see.
Yeah.
Alyssa is going to go and talk to Turner one more time and try to get him to vote to keep her. She asks, do you still have my back? And he says, of course. Yeah, for sure. He still refuses to not only tell her that he's voting her out, but even engage with her in any conversation. He refuses to even really let her pitch to him in any meaningful way by just completely stonewalling her. She says, well, that means so much to me, Turner, that you have my back, that you would not lie to me. It really means a lot. If I have your vote, do you think I have a chance with Monty? I don't see why not. Go talk to Monty. She's like, okay, wish me luck. He's like, good luck. And then after she leaves, he looks at the camera and he smiles.
That's really his pitch to, do I care about jury votes? Not really.
Like, do I care about winning the game?
It really feels that way. I mean, you're talking about someone who you are saying is one of your best friends in the house. You didn't bother trying to break the news, soften the blow, reassure them that no matter what, you appreciate them. He really was like, I'm just going to leave you to find out the night of on eviction. So,
Yep. So he gives the look to the camera and we're going to fast forward to the eviction where, of course, Brittany votes to evict Taylor and Turner votes to evict Alyssa, leaving Monty with the tiebreaker vote where he votes out Alyssa. Alyssa is evicted and we head to the HOH competition. We don't even have to talk about his goodbye message to Alyssa. We get to the HOH competition where Taylor is going to win the HOH competition. And Taylor is in the final three. She will be on finale night wearing the dress.
The very same dress that landed her in hot water. She will be wearing to celebrate making it to the end. She will not be seeing the inside of the jury house. And I just wish I had a feed on Terrence when Terrence sees her not enter the jury house. That would make me happy.
Yes. Still paying dividends on my early investment.
Queen's coming to get what's hers.
So that was a great sound drop to take out the gate. And it, you know, it's going to pay all the way to at least, you know, night of finale night. Yeah. It's yeah. No matter what, Taryn, it's going to pay off because I do think she's winning AFP. So she's getting what's hers. That was hers from like week one. I think that's claimed. So you can still play that then too, no matter what the results of the end game is.
There you go. Well, Taylor is the HOH and she is going to have to do nominations very quickly the nomination screen pops up very quickly. But in the aftermath of the eviction, it was a tie vote. Uh-oh, what's going on? Why is it a tie vote? This is weird. Well, Turner wants to make sure that Monty and Taylor know. It wasn't me. You know, you think I would vote against the house? Come on, never. Brittany also is going to claim that it was not her. She is going to tell Taylor, no, it was not me. It was Turner. Of course it was Turner. He's trying to get that sympathy vote. He knew that if he voted out Alyssa, then she would hate him forever. And so it was him. And he's going to try to probably make it seem like it was me. But oh, man, whew, was I scared when I saw that vote come in 1-1. Thank God Monty came in clutch for us, right? Whew.
This was incredible, Taryn, because I genuinely didn't know how this was going to play out once the 1-1 hits. But for Brittany to fully lie and claim that she was not the one to vote out Taylor and to watch Turner get so irritated with all this going down, only to have Taylor be like, I don't care. Whoever wins the veto will figure it out come then. It doesn't matter to me all that much. It's been fascinating. It's been absolutely fascinating watching the feeds tonight, which you think would not give anything given that we're at the final four. But I was enjoying the little bit we got.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea from Brittany. She's in a spot where if either Monty or Turner win the veto, she will be evicted. And her best chance outside of herself winning the veto is Taylor winning the veto and leaving her to cast the sole vote. Taylor may be reluctant to do so if she feels like she can't trust Brittany at her word. It's one thing for Brittany to be like, look, I'm sorry, I did try to evict you because I knew that Alyssa was the only person that I could beat in the final two. That's it. Like, it was my last hurrah in this game. Now even though you can't necessarily trust me at my word, you can trust that I was trying to do what was in my best interest. And now I know that I have no best interests. I know that I'm playing for second place. So with that in mind, I will do everything in my power to make it up to you by evicting Turner if I win, if I have this vote. And, you know, Taylor already knows that it was Brittany. Taylor's going to pretend that she does not know. That is, she's going to let Brittany lie to her. But the fact that Brittany is continuing to lie to her while she is also trying to make a pitch that, hey, you can trust me with the vote, it's not going to go as well as it could. It still might be fine, but there's just no reason to lie here. I get it. If she could pull it off, that'd be great. If she could trick Taylor into thinking that that it wasn't her, great. And this has kind of been the thing for Brittany all season, is that, like, you just don't have it, though. Right. Like, she wants to play a game that she's not capable of playing. She doesn't have the cards. She's just always bluffing, and people see her hand constantly. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you want to play this kind of game, you got to have the social capital to back it up. And unfortunately for Brittany, she's kind of nuked all her social capital in these last couple of weeks. What with trying to, like, do the whole thing with Michael, and then Michael blew up her game, and then a lot of other stuff throughout the season. So none of that's going to work here. And I mean, at this point, it's the final four. The nominations truly do not matter. They do not matter. It comes down to the veto. So the best thing you can do is do damage control with Taylor to try and place yourself in a better spot with Taylor, because you know the two dudes are not going to turn on each other. So your only hope is you winning, or if you're playing your cards right, Taylor winning and nicing you. That gives you a 50% shot. Now, luckily for her, I feel like Taylor might be looking at this from a different angle of, whatever, I have another target in mind. So that might work out for her. But I 100% agree, this was not the move to make after you planned a thing, it backfired in your face, and you're at the final four with no stones left to turn. But it was entertaining for us. So at least I'll give her that. It was fun for us. I'm not complaining from that entertainment standpoint.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor is also, finally, I know Amon has been waiting for this for a while.
Yes.
Going to get Beyonce's new album in her HOH basket.
If, you know, the reward last night, if it was, you don't have to go to jury, you will be there for finale night. It was also, you're going to get brand new music from an artist you love, which that can't be, there can't be anything better than that to get in the HOH basket. Truly. It's just brand new music that you do not know that exists. And now you get to enjoy it. It's awesome.
Yes. And her reaction to the music is how I imagine Amon reacted to when he listened. Maybe a good, like, 50% of how Amon reacted, I would imagine.
Yeah. I would say 50% of what Amon did, for sure. Yeah.
Really, she really likes it. It was very funny, actually, because at one point, Turner and Monty were outside, and Turner was like, okay, I think Taylor's coming down. I want to know. I heard screaming up there. I wonder what happened. And Monty was like, Monty said, well, first, she has a flair for the dramatic. She was probably just screaming about the music or something. And then she comes outside, and Turner was like, what was going on up there? I heard screaming. She was like, oh yeah, Beyonce was bringing it. Monty's like, what did I tell you?
You know, he knows Taylor a little bit.
Yeah. So Taylor's going to have a conversation with Brittany after the HOH room reveal. Nominations again, up on the screen. So she knows she has to do them. She immediately knows what she wants to do. She says to the cameras that she wants to put up Brittany and Turner, and just say, hey, you're both claiming that you voted to keep me. Both of you on the block. We got a classic conflict, 50-50. So easy justification for the nominations. She's going to talk to Brittany about it. Brittany says, okay, that's fine. Don't love it, but what do you do if you win the veto? Taylor says, if I win the veto, I will pull you off and you will have the sole vote. And Brittany says, okay, and I will vote out Turner. I will vote out Turner if you leave me off the block and allow me to be the sole vote. And Taylor's like, perfect. That's exactly what I want. Brittany says, I mean, if you think about it, you could just nominate Monty and Turner right away. And Taylor says, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? And she's like, no, it doesn't really matter. Okay. So basically, the gist of this here, Brittany is claiming that if she is left off the block, she will evict Turner. Now, this is, of course, what she should say, whether or not she plans on doing it. But she did say it kind of like unprompted here, that she either knew she should say it or genuinely feels it in this moment. Either way, she is wholeheartedly agreeing to the idea that if she is the vote, she will evict Turner.
Yeah, so it gets interesting here if Brittany is the one standing off the block come eviction night, because I do truly think that for Brittany, she will be in a position where if Turner wins or if Monty wins that final HOH, the real question is, would they take Brittany? Because I still think Taylor will take Brittany, because that is the easy win, done, dusted. Now, Monty's there. I don't think he's cutting Taylor. Here's the thing. We haven't even gotten to this yet, and I'm sure we will in like 5 minutes. The Turner versus Brittany of it all, I feel like that could have been salvaged, but now that might be in a bad spot. Because that's the thing that's the big question now, Taryn, for this week is, if Brittany is off the block, would she actually take out Turner, or would she take out Monty, who I believe she can see is closer to Taylor?
Right. It makes a lot of sense for Brittany to keep Turner, even if he is so pissed at her, he is unwilling to bring her to the final two, which we'll talk about, does seem to be the case. Because if she takes Monty, if she evicts Turner, she goes Monty and Taylor, then, she at least has the chance to take Turner, maybe have, a few more votes. At least Alyssa, Michael, maybe Jasmine, that's not insignificant. That's only two votes away from potentially winning the whole thing. So that's not the worst place to be for Brittany. In addition to that, there's almost zero chance that Monty will take Brittany over Taylor, but perhaps there's a chance that Turner, after a week of, sitting around, realizes, I know I beat Brittany. I know I don't beat Taylor. Turner is somebody that we talked about on the roundtable in the preseason. He did say, yeah, take the person you can beat. We'll be friends after anyway. We know how much he cares about friendship. There is definitely a chance that with no more peer pressure, no more future game impacting his decisions, he does make a choice like that. So it makes a lot of sense for Brittany to evict Monty over Turner, but she may also feel like, who cares? Because here's the thing. It's not as though Brittany made the decision last week to evict Taylor because she had the best chance to beat Alyssa. That's why I said she should have made that move. But why she made the move is because Taylor wasn't paying enough attention to her. So maybe if Taylor pays enough attention to her, she'd be willing to evict Turner. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. What I feel like with what happened last night is that right now, I think my heart of hearts does tell me that she's probably going to get rid of Turner. But I do think what you're saying holds a lot of value in that, if she wins, will Turner pull the knife down and like chit chat with her and bond with her? Will Taylor not be talking to her all that much? Because the week's done and dusted. I have nothing to worry about. Those are questions that genuinely matter here, because Brittany has been seen and proven to react to that kind of stuff. I would have never in a million years thought she would ever vote Taylor in that situation. And last night she voted out Taylor. So we'll see how it goes. I think the conversations here are going to matter quite a bit for a Final Four, even though usually they don't.
I'd go as far as to say, actually, that if Brittany evicts Monty, she could be close to guaranteed Final Two, mostly because, I think that Brittany will have a very difficult time winning either Part One or Part Two of the Final Three HOH. I think that Part Two, she would have a chance. But I think that she's at a disadvantage. It tends to be pretty physical. And obviously part one is very physical as well. I think that Taylor and some combination of Monty or Turner will definitely be able to beat her in part one and probably be able to beat her in part two, especially if Taylor wins part one, which is potentially the most likely option there. But we know that part three is a quiz. Mm-hmm. It's usually a pretty easy quiz. Doesn't take a lot. But if anybody is going to be disadvantaged in the quiz, I do think it's Turner. Turner, to my knowledge, from what I have seen, and this is actually a decent shout in terms of what people have said in the house as well, does not know his days that well. He doesn't have them down all the way. I could easily see him making a couple of mistakes in that final part three of the final three HOH. I think that Taylor beats him there. Even if Brittany can't win part one or part two, I think Taylor beats him. I think Taylor takes Brittany. And I think that Brittany is fine. And on the off chance that Brittany is able to win part two or whatever, maybe she's up against Turner himself in part three and then she gets to take Turner. Or maybe she's up against Taylor and she can still win that and take Turner. I think Turner is the easier win in the final three in that quiz comp. I think, but as we get to the Taylor and Monty discussion, I do think Brittany is the easier beat overall because of the physical nature of part one and part two.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing with Turner's track record on these quiz comps, every time you see him in a quiz comp, he looks like he's given up by the second. He's like, oh, I don't know, false. And the thing is, luck has worked on his side with some of them, and obviously not with some. But I do think that if we're looking at it for just plain who would win the comps and not who should be more interested in, because like Monty being there, maybe he wins, but Taylor should feel better about him being there. I think you're right in that Turner probably would be the easier beat, but also, yeah, in the third part, because I think he does have a shot in the part one, depending what kind of physical comp it is. He could have a shot there.
I think Turner is going to perform better in part one. I think Monty is perfectly capable of winning either part one or part two.
Yes.
I think Monty is going to be better at part three than Turner. Since Brittany can't win or is unlikely to win part one or part two anyway, I think that for her, the best bet to get to the, because you have to understand as well that like Brittany, in terms of like her actual chances of winning, she knows they're very low and she really does just want to get to the final two a lot. She like that's, you know, a good amount of money still. So in terms of Brittany getting to the final two, not only is keeping Turner better for her to potentially even win the game, but it's also the better chance for her to get to the final two, in my opinion, because I think Turner will be easier for Taylor to beat in part three than Monty. So really a lot of reason for her to do it. But again, who really knows what's on her mind? She is going to claim to Taylor that she is willing to evict Turner. We will see if that sticks, because there's a lot of time, even if she does mean it right now, there is a lot of time for things to change.
We are assuming still that the eviction is going to be standard. It's going to be Thursday, or do we know if it's going to be accelerated this week?
I would assume that it's Thursday, considering that there is an episode on Thursday and it just makes sense to have like the live veto ceremony. Although the finale is Sunday, which would leave them only a couple of days to do, you know, part one and part two of the final three HOH and edit them together. So maybe they will pre-record it. Who knows?
It'll be interesting. Well, if they're pre-recorded, though, feeds are going to be down, right?
I would imagine.
All right. Maybe we don't want that. Okay. We'll see.
Julie did say live eviction on Thursday, says.
Yeah. Oh, HR. There you go. Never mind.
All right. Turner's going to talk to Brittany in the bathroom. He says, can we talk for a minute? And Brittany is washing her hands. She goes, nothing. Is that a yes or a no? What? Yes? No? Turner says, okay, I would just like to know what happened? Thoughts? I don't really think there's anything to say, Turner. This is true. Okay, well, real quick. I know I always say this, but to separate personal, not mad at all. I get it. Game. Okay. Back to talking. I think it's clear. Like, okay, I get it. Game wise. I know you're going to pitch that it wasn't me, that it was me to make me a target. That's cool. Not mad. Makes sense. Like, I just don't like that you use my friendship with Alyssa as a pitch to get me to cast a sympathy vote to get out your friend, Taylor, if I followed through. Because you can beat Alyssa and not Taylor. Or, well, that's a toss-up. Either way, that goal just seems slimy. You trying to get me to vote out your friend using my friendship as a pitch, I just don't see, like... Now, you're obviously going to blame it on me. Thoughts? Brittany says, thanks for your comments. And
leaves.
Walks away.
Yeah, Brittany, very respectable. Very respectable.
Yeah. Call her Steve Austin because she was stone cold in this conversation. It was so awkward because clearly Turner was trying to wait for an opportunity to talk to her and like finds her like in the bathroom is where this opportunity shows up. And she gives him nothing. She doesn't admit to what she's doing. And, you know, Turner's sitting there just fuming that he's getting nothing. I think at that point, Turner wanted a conversation and she didn't give him that. So he immediately goes upstairs and barges in on Taylor and Monty's HOH one-on-one and just lets out his frustration. He is completely out of sorts with what happened here.
Oh, sorry. I'm so pissed right now. Oh, he tells the whole story. He says, I asked her to talk and she was like, I don't think we need to talk. And I was like, well, let me talk then. Because I think that what you did was not respectable. It was slimy. It was disgusting. You're a snake. And she goes, wow, thank you for your thoughts. I'm like, okay, great. You want to talk anymore? And she just walks away. And I'm like, okay, sick. That she would use my friendship with somebody that I'm so close to. He starts tearing up. It's so hard to vote her out, you know?
You didn't have to.
It wasn't that hard. It was not that hard for you by the sounds of you could have given the vote the other way.
Yeah. Flashback about 8 hours prior as Alyssa's like, please just tell me, do you actually have my back? Of course. Why would you even question me? Go talk to Monty. Oh, my God. It was so hard. All right. All right, Turner.
Yeah, I enjoyed the tears.
He interrupts a conversation between Taylor and Monty. This conversation is her talking to him after her conversation with Brittany. She tells Monty what she's thinking for nominations. Brittany and Turner, she says, reason being, they both voted. They're both claiming to be a vote. Easy justification. He says, sounds great. Love that justification. She says, so my thought process, you know, I think you should be good. If Brittany has the vote, I think she's going to keep you. She's telling me she's going to get rid of Turner. And Monty's like, no, she's going to evict me. Come on. And she's like, I don't know. I feel like she might vote to keep you. I think that that might be the thing. She says, look, Monty, I hate making deals, but tell me if this puts a bad taste in your mouth, but I'm thinking of an exchange for not nominating you. You evict Turner this week. How do you feel about that? And Monty's like, I think I'd like to keep discussing these options. Are we still open to having these conversations, or are you dead set on Brittany being the one to bring to the final three? Long silence. In my core, it's a matter of who can I beat and who can I trust. I trust you, Monty, and I know I can beat Brittany. I trust you, Monty, and I don't know that I can beat Turner, either in comps or sitting next to him in the final two. I like the odds of us getting further with her than the odds of us getting further with Turner. And Monty says, okay, fair. Yeah. But how about this? The only thing with Brittany is that, yes, we can beat her in physical comps, but in mental comps, she does really well. And this is basically going to go around in circles for a while, with Taylor trying to get Monty to agree to vote out Turner. She eventually gives up on if he wins the veto, because he says, if I win the veto, I'm making my choice. But if she wins the veto and leaves him as the sole vote, will he consider it then? And his response is basically, I will absolutely not go against your wishes, but we should leave the conversation open. He refuses to agree to the actual plan. And so ultimately, this is a bit of a swing and a miss here for Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult when you know the noms don't matter that much to try and still leverage it for, if I don't put you up, will you vote my way? I think both of them should be like, I think it's just very obvious that we're both good with each other. The third person, quite frankly, one of them is going to prefer Taylor. One of them is going to prefer Monty. So whoever gets the veto makes the decision. Like it's tough, but you got to try in that place when you're Taylor, because this is how it goes when you're at the final four. If you are, and they're not necessarily duos in this instance, given that Brittany just tried to vote out Taylor, but let's pretend they're duos. If you're duos and one of your dual partner wins HOH, that puts the other person in big jeopardy, because all it takes is for the other side to win the veto and they're safe without being HOH. So you're in a tough spot there if you're Taylor, because now she's safe the final three, but unless she wins the veto and is able to guarantee the person she wants out with that veto, she can't do anything once the veto ceremony is done. She keeps Monty off the block. Monty can turn and be like, you know, I thought about it, but I'm still going to get rid of Brittany. Or Brittany gets saved and Brittany's like, you know what? I'm actually going to vote out Monty. There's nothing she can do here. So it's going to be a very difficult spot to be in.
Yeah. And I tweeted this out, but Taylor's basically in this tough spot where it's pretty essential for her to get out Turner. Not essential in the sense that like she can't win the game if she doesn't get out Turner, but essential in the sense that if she does get out Turner, she's in a really great place to win the game. Absolutely. She's basically guaranteed final two with a great shot to win. If she can't get out Turner, then there's a small chance that things could go wrong. And that would not be ideal. And it will be a harder position for her to win the game from. But still a great shot, especially if Turner can't win that part three of the final three HOH. But the problem with getting Turner out is that Taylor doesn't have a vote. She's the HOH. No matter what happens this week, whether she wins the veto or not, she is not in control of who leaves. The person who is left off the block is the sole vote to evict. Now, typically, that person is the person who wins the veto, because if you win the veto, you can no longer be on the block, and that means that you will choose between the other two people. If Taylor is the one that wins the veto, obviously she's already not on the block and she can't vote. So basically, if Taylor has the veto, she gets to choose who is going to make the decision for who to leave. And her options right now to evict Turner are that she can choose Brittany or she can choose Monty. Brittany is promising her that if she chooses Brittany to cast the vote, that Brittany will evict Turner. Monty is not promising. Monty is saying, let's keep talking about this. Now, the problem here is that Brittany can't be trusted. Monty, if he gave his word to Taylor that he would evict Turner, I think you have a much higher degree of certainty that Monty will follow through with what he said. But he's not willing to promise it. Brittany is willing to promise, but her word means nothing. So what do you do if you're Taylor in this situation? really, you just continue to try on both sides, I think. At the end of the day, though, if Monty is unable to promise and Brittany continues to promise, and even if you don't trust Brittany, even if Brittany doesn't promise, I think that at the end of the day, she has to leave the vote in Brittany's hands if she wins this veto. And that's because Monty evicting Brittany is, I think, a worst case scenario than Brittany evicting Turner. I think that losing Brittany and being stuck with Turner and Monty, potentially being, you know, completely like locked out of the final three, part three HOH by both Monty and Turner. The fact that Turner would maybe bring Monty is not great. And the fact that Monty could theoretically still bring Turner also not great. I would rather, if I'm Taylor, sit in the final three with Brittany and Turner and feel good about my chances to win and shut Turner out and be able to still bring Brittany and guarantee a victory. Because Taylor doesn't know that all of a sudden Jasmine and Indy have like all of a sudden become like super pro Taylor all of a sudden, right? For all she knows, they still hate her guts. So you really want to guarantee that win if you can. It also gives her a better chance to win the final three HOH with Monty not there than if Brittany's gone and she has to compete against both Monty and Turner. So I think that that's what she probably has to do if it comes down to it, unless Monty agrees to evict Turner. That would be great. If Monty promises, you use the veto on me, I will evict Turner. That's best case scenario for Taylor. And I think that she should go for it at that point. I think that the risk is worth it, that if Monty completely turns on her at that point, then so be it. But if he really gives his word, then there's a chance. And I think there's a chance she could make that happen too, because she's got a great line that she can use on Monty if she wins this veto. You know, Monty, I worry that, you know, if I leave you as the sole vote and Brittany is on the block, it's like dangling steak in front of a starving man. I worry that you wouldn't be able to do it. I feel like I might just trust Brittany more with this vote than I trust you. I wouldn't want you to do a thing that's not the best move for your own game. You know what I mean? So I feel like you're going to have to go on the block and we're just going to have to trust Brittany on this one, like you did to me.
Checkmate, Monty. What about that? How about now, Monty? What are you going to do?
And I feel like it's great justification. And in the face of that, I think Monty goes, okay, fine. I will do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating. I think the only scenario that would make it a done deal and the week is over is obviously if Turner wins the veto. If Turner wins the veto, call it wraps. The week is done. We know exactly what's going to happen come final three. Also, if it is a live eviction and it is final four, they will not have the veto ceremony is going to be done live, right? So, because the feeds are down right now for the veto.
Yes.
So that means that potentially from, let's say, 3 p.m. today all the way to Thursday night, we could see stuff jump back. It's ideal if Turner doesn't win just for that entertainment alone.
It's a very long time. I think if Monty wins the veto as well, I think that he's going to say, I won, I get to decide. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right.
So Monty or Turner winning. And I also think that they both have the best chance of winning. But we'll see. So Taylor's going to talk to Turner. He's going to cry to her again about Brittany. And look, I have empathy for people that have trouble in the house. You know, this is a difficult time. Turner, you turned on her. You turned on Alyssa. You ghosted her. You lied to her all the way up until the end. Where's your empathy for Alyssa? Why is this you? Why are you the victim here, Turner? Come on. It wasn't even good for your game either. Like, it would be one thing if it was like, well, he did what he had to do. He did the opposite of that. He did what he didn't have to do.
He could have gone selfish and he didn't. But yeah, you voted her out, guy. So you can't be upset about her being, you voted her out. It is what it is. You did that. You made that choice.
Yeah. He says he'll never take Brittany further in the game, no matter what happens. He doesn't care if he can beat her, doesn't care how long anyone's resume is. He will never take Brittany far in this game, meaning to the final two, to the final three, whatever the case may be. He says, so have you thought about the nomination? She says, you might not like it. And he's like, what? She's like, you and Brittany. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, as long as Brittany's on the block. I thought you were going to say me and Monty. And she's like, no, Brittany's on the block. He's like, okay, perfect.
You know, I'll say this. I believe him. I believe him in what he's saying right now.
Right now.
Right now. That's the key operative. If I believe that he was going to be like this the whole way through, Brittany wins the veto, I'm not going to really push Brittany if I'm Taylor. I'm like, you know, do what you got to do, because ultimately if she ends up evicting Monty, Monty's a vote in my pocket. Monty's voting for me to win no matter what. That'll leave these two who are at odds, who will now probably take me. But the key would be, would Turner turn on her? Would Turner turn on her? That's the question. I don't think he would right now, but it's right now. It's a whole week until we get to that stage.
Yes. So we will see. Taylor is going to go ahead and nominate Brittany and Turner. Brittany, after the nominations, is going to continue to lie to Taylor, claiming that Turner was the vote against her. She lies about what happened in the conversation in the bathroom. And she says, he really thinks I'm going to vote my friend out when obviously it was him that voted to keep his friend? Come on. Ridiculous. And again, in the context of everything we just talked about, where Taylor's having to like trust someone on their word and trust somebody to be the vote to evict somebody, like the fact that Brittany continues to lie about something so obvious in such a dramatic way really is not helping her case here. But Monty's going to talk to the cameras. He says it's pretty obvious, first of all, that Brittany planted that vote against Turner, that she's trying to frame him. He says, now all I have to do is take home the veto competition, get another W on the resume. Quick little intermission. Turner comes out. This is outside. Turner's like, you freezing out here, brother? And Monty says, no, I'm warm. This is how I operate. Got that bear heat. Turner leaves. Monty continues. He says, worse comes to worse. I just need Brittany to not win the veto competition, because if anybody other than Brittany wins, I think there's a very good chance I can still get Brittany out. He says he understands. He says it was very clear. Taylor wants Brittany in the final three because she wants to take Brittany to the final two for the easy beat. She's not fooling me. What he wants is to take Turner to the final three with Taylor. And of course, Monty does not give us any indication who he would take to the final two. Thanks a lot, Monty. Although given a conversation later in the night, I have to imagine it's got to be leaning Taylor. He thinks that he can beat Brittany in physical comps, but Brittany is a threat in these mental comps. And here's why: where, again, I felt like last week Taylor had some good arguments that she never ended up using. I feel like she still has some good arguments that she is still not using. I didn't love her conversation with Monty. I didn't feel like it was as persuasive as it could be, particularly because Taylor, you know, I guess she doesn't. I guess the problem here is that Taylor doesn't have the historical knowledge that she needs to make this argument. But it should be an easy sell to tell Monty, Brittany, the first two parts of the final three HOH are physical. We can shut her out. She won't even get to another mental comp. You're worried about mental comps, but there's only one more mental comp, and the only way to get there is to win physical comps. And if we really care about getting to the final two together, then Brittany is our best chance. I think that's a pretty compelling argument that at least negates the very obvious, I want to take Brittany to the final two. I felt like Taylor was way too open about the fact that Brittany was easy to beat in the final two. And it really tipped her hand in terms of Monty very much now knows, like, yeah, Taylor plans to cut me for Brittany. But that's fine, because I'm going to evict Brittany here at final four.
Yeah, it'll, there's a lot of variables here. It can be very interesting. And also, as far as comp wins go this season, now that Michael's out, I was looking at the wiki earlier today. Monty has two HOHs and a veto. Mm-hmm. Turner has three HOHs. Mm-hmm. Taylor now has two HOHs. Mm-hmm. And Brittany has four vetoes, right? Two that she won individually, two that she won as a pair with Michael.
One that Michael won and she got. right? Otev.
Yeah.
Plus one that she won with Michael, but her competition was disqualified and throwing it.
Two vetoes. So it's pretty balanced as far as wins go. And, you know, if part two of the recent HOHs has been any indicator, it's there is memory, there is days, there are stuff you need to know, but it's also physical. There's also a timed component to it, which I feel like you should be able to beat Brittany in. But the key here is knowing Brittany's the easy final two for Taylor to take at that point. You don't want that. So this veto, you know, as every season, this veto is the most important thing, but there's still a lot that could happen.
Mm-hmm. So Monty and Turner are going to talk. This was just annoying. Oh, can't believe all of this stuff. Monty, I just don't get why it has to be true that you lie and manipulate in Big Brother. Why does it have to be like that? It doesn't have to be like that. You know what? The people create that environment, but we're better than that. We're better than everyone else that has played this game. We're not going to win lying and manipulating. Monty, he in particular says, I want to prove that you can win without it. How do you think Michael feels about this conversation?
Yeah. How do you think Michael feels about this? I feel like there's other people we can name that feel this way. And don't get me wrong. I love that y'all did it. It was fun to watch you do it. And 100%, I think you should be able to do both those things.
Correct move. No judgment.
Don't act holier than thou about it when you've done stuff, okay? Stop this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. If this is a preview for Monty's final two speech, I tank it. I don't think he can win. If this is his speech, give me a break.
Yeah, he's going to get up there thinking he's being very humble. He's had a, you know, the righteous path. He did everything right. And then he's going to promptly, you know, get wrecked.
Yeah, Indy is going to say, excuse me. Michael is going to say, excuse me. there are a bunch of people that feel very betrayed by Monty. I don't think they are upset about it. I think they respect it. But if Monty doesn't own it, then what are we doing here?
That's key. I mean, we've talked about this for many years. Owning your game, owning the type of player you are is one of the most important things you can do at the final two. Because you're owning to what strengths you have, what kind of game you played, what kind of things you can do. But if you're doing more of the, I'm a nice guy. You know, I tip my fedora to ye, jury. I'm great. I'm here and I humbly ask you, fedora in hand, for a vote. Like, no, you're not telling me anything that I think you did. You're acting like you're above all this. Screw you. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Now, you know, jury speech is very not likely to change the outcome, but still, don't do this. Monty is going to wait around. He's on a secret mission. Going to hang around until Turner finally goes to bed. Going to sneak upstairs. The door is unlocked. Hey, sorry it took so long. Turner wouldn't go to bed.
How do you not have romantic interlude music yet added into this, Taryn? Like, how is this not part of your soundboard yet?
You know what? Very fair.
Yeah.
You know, I think the best I have here is.
Oh, no. Sorry, I was kidding. I was joking.
You deserve all the fixins this week.
Bye. I can't face you now.
Somewhere out there, Jeff Probst went, what? That was after the feeds came back from being cut in the HOH room, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna keep going. This is the only romantic music I have. Taylor says, make sure you stay in LA after. He goes, I've got plenty of business here. I think I like you, Monty. I like you too. You think like after the veto, we can just say F it? Just like not care anymore? It's like, yeah. I think so. She says they get to talking about a few different things. They get to talking about Kyle. And she says, yeah, Monty, I don't think you're a Kyle. Please don't have sex with me and then lie to me about the game. He says, oh, I won't. She says, I believe you and I trust you. Woo. This is really getting hot and heavy.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Someone turn the AC all the way up, please. It's getting to be a lot. But I mean, this also adds, again, more intrigue to this veto. Because now, if Taylor wins, I would like to see what the discussions are moving forward. I absolutely love that she does bring up, like, don't be a Kyle. Monty's like, of course not. I would never be a Kyle. Like, all right, we would like to see that. Monty, deliver.
Yeah. So, again, this is sort of like where, if he does give her his word about evicting Turner, I think you can maybe trust it here. If they get to the final three and Monty feels like he can beat both Taylor and Turner, oh, I don't know. I don't know that he's going to feel comfortable on national television cutting Taylor after she said, don't have sex to me and then lie to me about the game. I feel like he will, unless he feels like he can't beat Taylor all of a sudden. I think I'm feeling like he's going to take her.
Yeah, and I feel like Monty feels very good about his game. I feel like he feels very confident in what he's doing. I feel like, you know, Michael very clearly said this is their resume point. I feel like he feels good about where he stands, regardless of who he's at the end with. So I could see him taking Taylor.
Yes. People said they wanted some different romantic music. They wanted this romantic music. Taylor asks Monty about his exes.
This she is says, like a horror movie romance scene. Like, this is who? Anyone in the chat who wanted that, reevaluate the music, please. This is not the soundtrack for love, okay?
No, I applaud you. She says, I'm not going to have to fight anybody, am I? He says, no. He says he wouldn't have come here with a situation. That would be dumb. She said, other people did. He said, yeah, I know. Ooh, shots fired.
A quick 1-2.
Yeah. So things are heating up between Monty and Taylor. We will see where things go. Now, as we said here this morning, the feeds have already gone down for the veto competition. So I should be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds, including the winner of the veto competition and what they intend to do with said veto and potentially their vote. So that should be interesting. We'll see where it goes. We've already kind of outlined all the different ways that it could. So we'll see.
We'll see. Let's talk about one last thing here. No matter whether they win the veto or not, I do not think they should be comfortable and just tell the house or let the house find out. And by the house, I mean the other two people in the house. I think you keep this a secret and not reveal. I don't think that helps either of you. I don't think that makes the next 4 days easy. I think you keep it a secret. Honestly, I think the sneaking around makes it a little bit more like intriguing. I think leave it like that. Leave it like that. That's my PSA.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's not really any benefit to the situation. I think perhaps the point from Taylor's end is that maybe she feels like it will help negate some of the loyalty that Turner has to Monty if he knows about the situation. So it could depend there, but it certainly wouldn't be right for both of their games, depending on where it goes. Because it could also do the same thing if Turner does leave, that it could negate any, if there's any, of the loyalty from Brittany to Taylor. But I still think Brittany probably takes Taylor, because why not? Mm-hmm. So who knows? But that's about what we've got here today for day 72.
That's it. That's done and dusted. We're very close to the end here. We'll see what this veto does, and then we can talk beyond that afterwards.
Yes. All right. Well, again, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And of course, on Sunday, I'll be live on Twitch watching the episode with all of you. And then afterward, we'll recap what happens as we watch these nominations and then the veto competition. Speaking of Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'm going to put out a prediction on my Twitch channel right now. We're going to see if we can predict who wins the veto. You want to make any bets? If you were there last night and you guessed at the nominations, then you've already either been rewarded or punished. And so I'm going to put up the veto prediction here right now. 10 minutes on the clock. If you want to get moving on guessing who wins the veto, of course, House of the Dragon coverage over on Post Show Recaps. Check out the Among Us video I dropped yesterday. Very fun one. An epic love story between myself and Peridium and Among Us. Find out if it goes as well as Taylor and Monty. Find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn, where I will be tweeting out all of the things that I am doing. You can also check out the Q&A that I'm going to be doing with Rob later today. We will go over the exit interview with Alyssa. So you can check that out. So, Puya, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. They can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. However, I'm still out of country right now. I will be making my way back on Sunday, which means no Goose Goose Duck this Sunday. We will be moving it to the week after. So that is the PSA for you to know there. And then I'll be back with streaming starting next week. I'll be catching up. I'm very excited to be back into the full swing of things. I had 90 Day Fiance come out this past week. I had Jenny on with me. It was a lot of fun. Chappelle is supposed to be on for episode 4, but he's trying to duck me. So if you are on Twitter at Chappelle's_show, tweet at him. Let him know we want him for episode 4 so he doesn't evade that podcast. And last but not least, I know a lot of you in my mentions in the chat everywhere are talking about chap lips and ooh, does it taste like chapstick? Finale night. I will see you with a chapstick. It'll all end there. That's it.
How many calories in a stick of chapsticks do you think?
Probably not that much, right? I hope.
I wonder if they put that information out there somewhere.
Yeah, I got to check my my fitness pal that day. Make sure I don't go over the limit. So we'll be ready.
All right. All right. Well, thank you all again so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.